Rhonda Dunham eases her way through the halls at Franklin Elementary School. Back in the day, she was a student at Franklin. Now, she's the principal.
Morning, Kindred.
Morning, Miss.
How are you?
Good.
Franklin has changed a lot recently. The old school, it's gone now, and replaced by a new state-of-the-art facility. The old attendance policy is gone, too. A new district-wide policy, adopted 4 years ago, puts more of the burden of attendance on parents.
I mean, it's not the easiest policy to follow, and we know kids get sick, but I think it's the best thing for the students. We need them here.
Parents now receive notices after 3, 5, or 8 absences. After the 10th absence, the Cape Girardeau prosecuting attorney will send a letter and could file educational neglect charges.
And the next step after that is you will have to go before a judge to testify as to why your child is missing so many days.
Previously, Dunham says there were no repercussions for missing school. Now, parents could get a fine, probation, or even jail time.
One of the key factors in the success of a student academically at school is to have them there. You know, we have to have them at school in order to teach them.
Cape Girardeau Public Schools Superintendent Jim Welker says it's unclear if the attendance policy has helped improve 90-90 numbers. That's the new measure that the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education uses to measure absences. They want 90% of kids in school 90% of the time. That new measure just came online last year, so that's not enough data to make an effective comparison. We do have data for the proportional attendance rate. Since 2010, the Cape Girardeau School District has seen that measure jump by 4 points to 90% last year. Now, Welker is looking at ways to tweak the attendance procedure.
We've looked at, for example, developing attendance review boards at each of the buildings because, you know, in some cases, students are absent because they have reason to be absent. Either they're sick or there's issues, you know, in the family or whatever, and other times they don't.
The prosecutor's investigator hand delivers between 80 to 100 letters per year to parents to tell them their kids have 10 unexcused absences. An additional missed day, and they'll press charges. Cape Girardeau County Assistant Prosecutor Frank Miller says that letter is a wake-up call for about 90% of the parents, who then make sure their kids get to class.
The side that I'm concerned about is that these children are getting an education, that they get the tools to do whatever they want to do. And because their parents are slacking, it shouldn't be held against them because the child is the victim in these cases. A child who's not attending school, whose parents are not putting them in school, giving them the opportunity to learn, kind of mind-boggling.
Since the policy first went into effect in the 2010-2011 school year, charges have been brought in 24 cases. There have been 10 convictions, 7 cases are still pending, and the rest have been dismissed. Miller says in 3 cases, the parent served jail time. Back at Franklin Elementary, Principal Rhonda Dunham doesn't want to see that happen. And she'll work hard with parents who are really trying, but just can't get their child to class.
We're going to find some way to get that child to school. It's just one of those things that you do everything you can to bring the child in.
And find some way to keep the investigator from having to hand deliver that letter. For KRCU, I'm Jacob McClelland.